Good morning, everyone. You're all very welcome to worship at Trinity Presbyterian this morning. And we, I'm sure, have a few strange faces. Not that your faces are strange, they're just strange to us. We'll call you visitors this morning. You're all very welcome as we enroll our company of the Boys Brigade here in Grey Abbey. We do trust and pray that you will know God's blessing. And you're all invited to join us around in our solid ground cafe area for a cup of tea and some fellowship after the service. This service will be slightly different. The boys and the boys and girls, all the children will stay in all the way through the service this morning. I want to thank David Morrison. David and I met at university. He was a proper student and I was a mature student. But we met, and now David works as a youth and family worker in Donaghadee. So he's going to speak to the boys a little bit later on. So thank you, David, and we look forward to God's message through you this morning. The announcement sheet has been made available, and there are just one or two little things that we want to highlight for you this morning. Want to remind you that next week is our harvest services. So we have service in the morning and in the evening, 6:30 in the evening, and there will be supper after the service. And in preparation for that, if you note on Friday the 16th there, there's a little note from 6 o'clock until 7. If you want to bring any produce for our harvest decorations, then please bring them to the church between 6 and 7. What we do with all of that food stuff that comes is we make up little parcels and we take them to some of the senior members of our congregation, and we take some of the leftover food down to the food bank. We collect food bank here on a monthly basis. And you know, the food bank is great, but they can't handle fresh produce. So if you wanted to sort of bring some fresh produce and some sort of tinned produce, then it might be good if you sort of err on the side of the tinned long life produce, because that will be easier for us to distribute that to the people who are really in need in our community and around the area. Also, we wanted to remind you too, the members of our congregation who have envelopes. There is a harvest envelope. And we do like you to consider prayerfully how much you would like to put into that special collection. It is for mission, locally and globally. And there will be more, I'm sure, in the next few weeks about global mission and our part in it. So we would really encourage you to seek the Lord in how much you feel comfortable in putting into that envelope. We have been blessed, again, to have the Rob and Mark concert. There's plenty of flyers around the church. It's really exciting to have someone of that caliber willing to put on a concert of worship and praise for us. And the tickets are available in various places, and Shirley has some this morning if you want to get your tickets this morning there. And then on the 24th of October, there is a MS Coffee Morning, a fundraising event. That's going to be Lynn Cree is going to be running that for multiple sclerosis. So if you've got a free couple of hours from 10 o'clock until 2, come down and support that very, very rewarding work. This morning, too, there are a couple of places for you to sign up. The Rob and Mark bus, we have a bus running from here, so you put your name down on the sheet for that. And beside it, out in the hall, we did say last week there was a prayer ministry training course. And if you would like to go on it, or you have taken one of the little flyers and you've applied, could you please put your name on that list for us, with the contact details, so that we can arrange some traveling arrangements. We're not just sure who's going, so it would be good to let myself or Norman know. The easiest thing is just to put your name on the list down in the vestibule there below the stairs. And of course, we are going to run a new members course, and there has been some interest already, so that course is definitely going to run. If you would like to be part of this congregation, lock, stock, and barrel, as it were, then we're running our new members course in November. So again, there's a little sheet there. Put your name and your contact details, and we will be in touch with you shortly. Now, there's only one little last announcement. And from time to time on a Sunday morning, we get the opportunity to celebrate some big days. And there's been a couple of big days this week. I don't know if you would recognize this boy here. Sort of flashed up there. It's Murphy there. I don't know. Somebody had a big birthday. And not only this man had a big birthday, but James Hamilton also had a birthday. James and George. Now, I don't want to give away their age. You know, that would be really bad to do that. You know, I don't want to embarrass anybody this morning, you know, and do something that would really maybe offend them in any way, you know. So, Philip, what have you done with that photograph? A couple of men in the congregation hit the milestone of 60 years of age, George Angus and James Hamilton, only a couple of days apart, I think their birthdays were, and they've been kind of joined at the hip, although vertically there's a bit of difference between their hips. In this congregation, through Young Farmers and various different things, and James is not with us this morning, or his photograph will be up there, and we'll be taking a handout of him as well, but he's away in Scotland. But what we're going to do, we're going to sing happy birthday to the both of them, James in his absence, and George when he's here. He's probably hiding somewhere out around there, but you'll all be able to embarrass him later on. So let's have a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're going to give him the bumps, but the service is over at 12, so we'll leave it to afterwards. We meet to worship Almighty God, and to do that this morning I want to read just a verse from Hebrews, very fitting for the service this morning, if I can find it. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever. And we're going to sing the very well-known BB song, hymn, that asks us the question, will your anchor hold? And then it tells us that we have an anchor that is sure and steadfast. Let's all stand together and sing this wonderful hymn of praise.
Thank you.
We're going to come before God in prayer now, and we have three of Anchor Boys who are going to come and lead us in prayer. Let's bow our heads.
Thank you, God, that we have a church. Thank you, God, for homes and family. Thank you, God, that we have food. Thank you, God, for listening to our prayers. Thank you, God, for healing one sick. Thank you, God, for taking away our sin.
Sorry for when we don't do what we're told. Sorry when we tell lies. Sorry for fighting with our family, with our friends or families.
Please help the people who don't have homes and have to live on the streets. Please help the leaders of countries make sure everyone has food and clean water. Please help those countries where there is war and fighting. Please help BB leaders to teach us about you, but also have fun.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well done, boys. We're going to enroll the company now. The Church of Jesus Christ has been commissioned by the Lord to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. The Boys' Brigade shares in this task as it seeks to present the claims of Christ to the boys of the company. The object of the Boys' Brigade is the advancement of Christ's kingdom amongst boys and the promotion of habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, and self-respect, and all that leads towards true Christian manliness. As a congregation, we want to express our gratitude to those who, in our name and for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, give themselves to this task, and we commit ourselves to support you in whatever way we can, so that together we will see the advancement of Christ's kingdom and evidence of true Christian manliness within the ranks. I now call on Ronald Walker, Barry Davison, Elaine Boyd, David Thompson, Lorraine Rooney, Lorna Angus, Roberta Kelly to join me at the front. And Jacqueline Long would also be enrolled and is being enrolled in her absence today. So if those officers would like to come and join me at the front, I will come down and we will make some promises before God. Now, some of you were confused earlier on, because when I ask them this promise, they have to say at the end, with God's help, we will. Now, some of them have actually written that in their hands. So you can keep an eye for one or two going, with God's help, we will. So with God's help, we will get through this promise, and everyone will remember how to respond. Officers in the 1st Grey Abbey Company of the Boys' Brigade, realizing the responsibilities involved in your leadership as officers, will you, by your word and example, seek to advance Christ's kingdom amongst boys, promoting the habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that leads towards true Christian manliness? And will you, by prayer and personal devotion to God, seek to work in partnership with the church and prepare yourself in every way possible for this service? May God grant you the grace to be faithful to him and to give you success in your work for him in the Boys' Brigade. The officers may now take their seats. I now call on Ben Hamilton, Matthew Boyd, Peter Carson, and Johnny Kearns to stand. As helpers in the Boys' Brigade, will you, by your word and example, seek to advance Christ's kingdom amongst boys, promoting the habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards true Christian manliness? That's pathetic, the four of you. Four men standing here. Four men with lungs and voices. And we'll try that again. And all that tends towards true Christian manliness. That's better. You've one more chance to redeem yourself here. Will you be diligent in personal preparation and seek to work in partnership with the church to be equipped in every possible way for this service? Well done. May God grant you the grace to be faithful to him and to give you success in your work for him in the Boys' Brigade. Thank you, men. You may sit down. Now, all the boys of the company, will they all stand? You're going to show those four boys how it's done, aren't you? We have practiced this, so this is going to be really good. As member of the Boys' Brigade, do you promise to be loyal members of this company, to support its aims and activities, and to be keen and wholehearted in all your service in the Boys' Brigade?
We do!
That's awesome. First time out. Usually ministers have to get boys to do that two or three times. Well done, boys. We want God to help you too to keep that promise, to give you the strength to overcome temptations and the courage to be loyal to our Savior, Jesus Christ. And at this point, I would like to ask all of the congregation to stand together with the company of the Boys' Brigade. We are a covenant community here in Trinity Presbyterian Church. It's very something very important to us. So we want to ask you as a congregation to promise to support the boys today. I will end this promise. You're only getting one go at it, so you better do it well. I will end this promise with the words, the knowledge of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you will answer, we will. And I want to hear you mean it. Congregation, will you promise to create a community of Christian love through which our Savior Jesus Christ may make himself known through the work of our company of the Boys' Brigade? Will you pray for the officers, helpers, and boys that God will keep them sure and steadfast in their knowledge of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Amen. Let's bow our heads together while we remain standing and pray to God. And when we finish this prayer, we will still remain standing and sing the hymn, Jesus is the Name We Honor. Let's bow our heads, unite our hearts in prayer. Lord, we stand before you today as a congregation of your Son's church and as a company of the Boys' Brigade which seeks to advance your kingdom here on earth. We ask that you would give us all the grace to fulfill the promises we have made today and that we would be blessed to see these boys and young men grow in their knowledge of you and putting their trust in Jesus as Savior. We ask that they would serve you in their schools, in their families, in their communities, and developing to be true men of Christian manliness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all remain standing and sing, Jesus is the Name We Honor. going to turn to God's Word now, and we have a couple of young men from the junior section who are going to come and lead us in the reading of God's Word. Come on ahead, boys. Don't be shy.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1 to 6. Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said, and the Lord will do to them what he did to Sion and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord, the God, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 13. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
Thank you, boys. I think we should give our three prayers and our two Bible readers a big round of applause this morning. So I'm going to hand over to David now, and he's going to come and share God's word with us.
Stand down here. I think that'll work better. Well, boys, I'm really happy to be here. I have sat in many enrollment services because when I was 5 years old, I joined the BB. So who here is 5 years old? We've got a few five-year-olds, okay? And I was in the BB from an anchor boy all the way to the company section. So I understand what it's like to be sitting here. I understand what it's like to be saying your vows. And I know how important it is in any section to have this special Sunday. And I know also likely what you're thinking. You're likely thinking, oh, I hope this boy doesn't talk at us for ages and ages and ages. Because imagine if I just talked for half an hour, would everybody fall asleep?
Yes.
Problem. You may fall asleep anyway, hopefully not. But I know that in the Boys Brigade, one of the things that the Boys Brigade does really, really well is you don't just learn things, you do them, and that helps us to learn. So one of the things I always loved in the BB was playing games. Does anybody here like to play games? Well, I'm glad we've got a few. This may work then. And the BB, I used to love playing games, whether it was relay races or volleyball or football. Do you know why I loved it so much? I was a wee bit competitive. I didn't really like to lose. And I used to try my best to win at anything I did. So today I have a game with me. And this game is one of the best games in the whole world. I love it so much. And it tests us in different ways. It tests us in different skill bases. And my game, I've got it with me here, okay? It's a board game. It's called Challenge, okay? Has anybody ever heard of this game before? Oh, good. This is going to be a secret for us today. Well, in Challenge, there is three different kinds of challenges or challenges. There is physical ones, okay? So you need muscles for this one. We have mental ones, so it's to do with some thinking. and we have mystery one, so we don't know quite know what they will be. And two teams will compete against each other in them. But in order for you to win the game, at the very end, there's a personal challenge. And until you answer the personal challenge, no team can win. So I'm going to explain kind of how it goes, and then I'm going to put you in two teams, because we're actually going to have a go at this. Okay. Are you feeling a bit excited here? I see a few excitement. Okay, what we're going to have, okay, we have a timer, and the timer is 30 seconds, okay? So you're under big pressure. I will have two teams, so I'm going to say the first two rows against everybody else, okay? And helpers and leaders, you can be part of this too. So for example, maybe my first challenge would be, how many times can you hop in 30 seconds? I will ask team number one, and maybe someone in that team is really brave and puts his hand up and says, I could do 20. I'll go to team number two. And someone says, I'm even more brave. I think I could do 25. Okay, I'll go back to the first team. They can either do more than that, or if they think no one in that other team could get 25, they all say together, challenge. You have to put the hands up for this. It's basically a challenge. And that person who said they could do 25 would have to do the 25. If they got 25, that team would win. If they didn't get 25, the other team wins. So you don't want to, when we ask how many can you do, you don't want to say too high if you don't think you could do it. It may be a wee bit confusing, but as we get into it, you'll understand. Okay, so my first challenge is the physical one. And I know in BB, it's really important to be physically active. Do you run about a lot, BB? You do? Just play some sports at BB? Okay, so you should be ready for this, because I know it's really important to be physically active in BB. So my first challenge, okay, I'm going to do a demonstration. Hope I don't break anything here. Okay, how many star jumps? I'm looking for proper star jumps here, not none of this here. Down like this to this, okay? Can you do in 30 seconds? I'm going to ask the first two rows first, and then I'll... Anybody want to begin? How many do you think you could do in 30 seconds? Okay, 25. Okay, I'm going to go to team number two. Anybody in team number two think you can beat 25? Look at someone over here, okay. How many do you think you can do? Can you beat 25?
26.
26, oh, okay. How about that? Team number one, anybody beat 26? 27, oh, this could go on a while here. Anybody in this team? Yes?
28.
28, oh, someone's going to call you up in this soon, and we'll see. Okay, anybody in this? Do you don't think you can do it? You still think you can do it? Okay. Okay, you're going for 30? You're going to be really, really brave? He's going to be really brave. 30, that's one every second. And I want these to be proper ones here too. What about team number two? Can anybody beat 30? I don't know. One every second. Do you think you could do one every single second? I think maybe you should challenge, and then we'll get him up and he'll have to do it. What do you think? Okay, one, two, three, challenge! Oh, good job. Okay. Do you want to come on up? You can come on up. I'll do the counting. Okay, how are you feeling? Are you feeling a wee bit nervous? I think you'll do a great job, okay? Okay. Are you tell me. So, down like this, and then. That, yes, I will accept that, okay? On your marks, get set, go! One, keep going, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18, 19, 20, 21, 2, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 29. Oh, just about. Oh, good work. I said I wouldn't make anyone fall asleep, but this young man probably will sleep after all that effort. Well done, team number one. 1-0. And that was a perfect number, because if you would have said any more, you only had about 2 seconds left. So you judged that really, really well. Okay, next part, I've got my mental challenge. So that's one to do with thinking. And I know one of the things in BB which is really, really important is the Bible. And everything in BB points towards God. And I love that. BB is there for the advancement of Christ among boys. So my challenge for you this time, okay, is how many Bible characters, so people are in the Bible, for example, Jesus, how many could you name in 30 seconds? So you have to think in your head what people are in the Bible. So you could say Noah or Jesus or, okay? So you can name the books would be good too. That would also be good. That was going to be my first one. I'm going to ask team number two first because team number two seem... I'll go over this side. Is anybody, any of you boys want to go for a number? No. Oh, these boys I think are asleep here, aren't they? Anybody this side, no? I think it's... Anchor boys are showing you up. Okay. So, yes? How many are you going to say? 25? I may struggle with that personally, so I'm glad I didn't say 25. Anybody, do you think in this team you can beat 25? I think we've got a man who's keen over here. Do you think you go for a challenge? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, good job. Okay. Even if a leader wants to come up and give him a wee bit of a hand. Just to put you under a bit more pressure. Oh, does anybody want to do it for him? Okay, come on up. Do you want a hand? Do you want to nominate a leader to come and help you a wee bit? Or do you want to do it yourself? Oh, do it yourself? Oh, I like the braveness of this young man. Okay. Nice and quiet because we want to hear this. There's the tension is growing. Okay, Matthew, tell me when you're ready. Okay, and you're marked. Get set. Go.
Noah.
Yes.
Mary.
Yes.
God.
Good. 4.
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve, there's... Okay, we're good. 7. Jacob. Ruth, okay. Yes. Good. 10. 11. Oh, there's some things. Time. That was a... Time unlocked. Do you know how much he got? He got 14. That's good. You know your stuff. That was unlucky. I don't know if I even knew 14, so that was really, really good. And some of them ones weren't easy at all. Obviously, they must be... Look at this here. This man's got his Bible out. A bit of cheating going on here. It's good job you weren't at the front. Okay. So, this team won again. We've got... Our last one, we have a mystery challenge. And I know BB isn't just about being physically fit, and it's not just about thinking all the time. It's also about learning new skills. And I remember when I was in the BB, we used to do box work, okay? We used to jump over the box, and we used to do woodwork and different stuff. So the last one is a technical challenge. How many times can you keep this ball up in a row? Okay, so it could be... There's 2. But you get 30 seconds. It's in a row. So I need someone who's obviously a good footballer here. Okay? Only, well, you can use anything as long as it's not your hands, because that would probably be... So you could just... So just... You can use your head if you want it, but probably not advisable. Feet, knees. I'm looking for someone on this side, because this side seems to be sleeping. What number? Anybody think they can... Oh, we've got a young man. Yes. How many do you think you can go for? 20? Are you sure? My record I've ever seen is 7. So, you want to go for 20? He's going for 20. Game, man. I like the spirit here. You have 30 sec in a row. I remind you, we have in a row, which would be...
10.
Does anybody think they can beat it in this team?
No.
Okay, I think there's a group decision of no here. I get that impression. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Jello!
Oh. I think he's asleep. I need that again. I need it a wee bit better. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah!
Yes, I like that better. Okay, do you want to come on up? I think this will be a challenge world record attempt here, because I think the most I've ever seen is 7, so I am very impressed. How are you feeling? Are you a football? Do you play football? Well, good job, because I can only do about 2. Okay, I'll let you start whenever you want. Okay. You tell me when you're ready. It's quite a difficult wee ball. On your marks. Get set, go. Oh, no, it has to be your feet. Sorry. Has to be your feet. I didn't explain that. Okay, wait a minute. I'll change the rules a bit. Okay? You can use your hand as long as it goes up this high because I maybe didn't explain it right. So I blame myself. Okay, on your marks. It has to be up this high to count. On your marks. Get set, go. One, two, three. It has to be in a row. Okay, three's your best. Two. One. Oof. I'm going to get hit here. One. Two. Three. Oh! One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Oh, seven. Okay, there's the time's up. Here, unlucky. I like the spirit, though, here. Well, boys, you may wonder why I'm playing a game like that. I play it not just because it's a really fun game. I'll have to show that to you later sometime because it's really fun to play at BB. But I play it because it teaches us something about life. And you know, in life, sometimes will be really good, but sometimes life will be difficult and we will have challenges. There's a film that I love, and it's called Forrest Gump, but it was out even before any of you were born. But there's something that says in it that life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But there's one thing that we're all guaranteed to get at one point or another. We're going to go through challenges. And the Bible says, doesn't shy away from that. I love the Bible because it's real. And it tells us that we have problems, but it says that we can have help in them, that we don't have to go through them alone. Some of you here may be going through challenges this morning. Maybe you don't always, you go up from school and you don't feel very well. Or maybe you don't have the latest gadget and the latest phone. Or maybe there's someone at school and sometimes they call you names and you feel a bit sad. Maybe, boys, you feel this morning that you are going through physical challenges and they're all too much for you. Or maybe some challenges are like the mental challenges. There are mental and emotional difficulties. And maybe here you're really sad because someone you know is sick and you're maybe really sad. Or maybe you've got a big test and you always feel a bit worried. Or maybe sometimes even, do you ever feel like at school people want you to do things and you know they're not right, but you're under pressure? Do you ever feel like that sometimes? You do. Well, maybe this morning you're going through challenges like this. Or some people go through mystery challenges and they're worried about the future. Maybe they have big exams like the AQEs or GCSEs or A-levels. Or maybe they're worried about their best friend. Or maybe they're worried because they have no friends. And they're like, what am I going to do? Challenges are too big. Well, boys, whatever difficulties or problems you may have, do you know there's good news? There's really good news. Because in the Bible, we have someone who can help us. Sometimes I watch TV, and when it shows God, it shows him wrong. It shows him up in a big, big cloud, and he never cares about the people. But you know, the God I read about in the Bible is very different. He's a God who cares about your problems, and your problems, and your problems, and your problems. Do you know, he cares so much that you know what he did? He didn't stay really far away. He came down to earth. And God came from the most amazing place you can imagine, down to a smelly stable, so he could go through some of those difficulties. Because Jesus, he had physical difficulties. Do you know Jesus was really poor? Did you know that? Sometimes Jesus had no money. Sometimes Jesus didn't even have somewhere to stay. He didn't have a house. When Jesus went to talk to other people, people were cheeky to him and even spat at him. Imagine that. Jesus knew what it was like to go through physical problems. But he also knew what it was like to have emotional difficulties. Do you know what? The shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus cried because his friend died and he was very upset. Jesus knows what it's like to go through emotional difficulties. And he knew what it's like to have a worrying future. Do you know, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed and prayed and prayed that he wouldn't have to go to the cross. So he prayed so much, you know what happened? Blood came out of his skin because he was so worried. But he prayed, "Thy will be done," and he went to the cross. But you know, I'm not here to tell you that just be like Jesus and concentrate on how he went through problems. Jesus came to earth for another reason. Do you know why he came? He came because just like, do you know when I said in the game of Challenge, there's only one way to win the game? Can I ever remember how I said you win the game? You have to go through the physical challenges, the mental challenges, and the mystery challenge, but there's one way at the end to finish it off. Does anybody remember what I said? Oh, maybe. I've got someone over here, yes? Personal challenge. That is exactly right. And you know, in the game of life, we have a personal challenge, and it's to meet God's standards. Do you know there's bad news? Because no one ever meets God's standards. All have sinned and fell short. That's why Jesus came, because he says, I know they can't do that challenge for themselves. I'm going to do it for them. So Jesus came and he lived a perfect life. He lived and died so that those who trust in him can be forgiven. And do you know what happens when we trust in Jesus? Do you know where he lives? Does anybody know where he lives? Yes, he lives in heaven, but he also lives in our hearts. So that when you're going through physical, maybe you're going through difficulties, Jesus is there with you. Jesus helps you and gives you strength. So boys, see next time that you're feeling stressed, next time that someone's sick, next time that you're really worried and you have challenges, you remember that if we turn to Jesus, he is with us and helps us through. And last of all, I just want to share about a man called the Apostle Paul. Paul was in the Bible, and Paul loved Jesus, and Jesus was in his heart the whole time. And you know what happened to him? He was shipwrecked, he was put in prison, and he was waiting to see whether he would live or die. How would you feel if you were in prison, waiting to see if you would live or die? Anybody, how would you feel? How would you feel? Sad and very upset. Well, do you know what? That book we read earlier to the Philippians, that's what Paul wrote when he was there. And you know what he said? He says, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Do not worry about anything, but on everything, by prayer and petition, give your request to God, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Do you know what he was saying? He was saying because he had Jesus in his life, even though the situation was really difficult, that he could have joy. Jesus helps us through our problems. He doesn't take away all our problems, but he gives us the strength to do it. So boys, if you just want to close your eyes, we're going to just thank Jesus for coming so that he can help us and save us from our sins. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you care for us, each one of us. You care for the challenges and difficulties we have in life. And you don't just watch from afar, but you loved us so much that you came here to die for us. We pray for those who are struggling this morning that you will be with them and give them strength and make them realize that they will never be alone because of you. In your name we pray, amen. Boys, thanks so much for listening. Really good. And some really good answers. Some really good answers. So thank you for listening.
Thank you, David, very much for that great talk and those great challenges. Well done, boys. And we're going to finish off this little part of the service now by singing, "I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ." Let's all stand together and sing. Congregation may be seated. We're going to continue to worship God now as we give of our tithes and our offerings. Our offering will now be received. Let's just come before God in prayer as we thank Him for the offering. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You for all the ways that we worship You. We thank You for the Bible that we can read, for the songs that we can sing. We thank You for people who come and talk to us about You. And we thank You, Lord, that we can give an offering, our money, for Your glory, for Your kingdom. And we ask, Lord, that today, that this offering would be pleasing to You, that the people who gave it, Lord, would have happy hearts that they're helping out all the work of Your kingdom here on earth. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we sing our final hymn of praise, Johnny Kearns is just going to come and lead us in a time of prayer as we pray for other people.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank You for the privilege, Lord, that it is that we have the youth in the church, Lord, and for the BB. I pray, Lord, that You're with all the different companies in the Arts Battalion, Lord, that You give them strength as they face the challenges that come before them. In all these challenges, Lord, I pray that they'll first seek Your face and Your will, Lord, that You will be at the heart of all that's going on, Lord, in this part of the world. Lord Jesus, I thank You that You've given us this privilege, Lord, as a church, Lord, to have this vibrant youth, Lord, and all these guys coming through, Lord, that are going to be the church tomorrow, Lord. And I pray that each of us takes responsibility seriously, Lord, and that we will answer Your promptings, Lord, where we're needed, Lord, and we will help where we can, Lord, to ensure that Your will is done, Lord. Pray this in the precious name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Johnny. We're going to sing our final hymn now, which is My Hope Is Built. cornerstone. And during this hymn, the color party will come and receive the colors. And at the end of the hymn, if you'd like to remain standing, I will pronounce the benediction, and then we will sing the national anthem together. And then if all the folks would just remain in the pews until the BB boys leave the building. They're going to make their way back round up to the hall, so that's where you will find your children, should you want to take them back home with you. And the officers and helpers hope that you will, because they have to keep them if you don't. We do hope you've enjoyed this service of worship today. You felt God's blessing. And we just pray as you leave that you will have realized you've met with God today and the Spirit has been real to you. So let's all stand together and sing our closing hymn. Sinking ship because the band's supposed to play on. Let's just bow before God. Now, Lord, we ask that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit would rest and remain on each of us, both now and forevermore. Amen. The National Anthem.